State Senator Eric Kearney joins me tonight. He's here in the studio. He is our state senator who represents much of the Cincinnati area. He's been in the state Senate since 2005 and has served as the minority leader. Tonight, in honor of National Poetry Month, we're going to talk with him about a bill he sponsors to establish a poet laureate for the state of Ohio. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate being here.
Well, I was delighted to hear about this bill. So let's start first off, if you would, about what the actual responsibilities of a poet laureate in Ohio would be.
Well, this legislation is modeled off of legislation that's in other states. And essentially, the poet laureate would be responsible for producing poetry for the state, responsible for spreading poetry and knowledge about poetry and having children learn about poetry. And it will be done through the Ohio Arts Council. That's basically the essence of the bill.
Well, I understand that there are requirements that the nominees for this position, because there will be nominees. Mm-hmm. So I think there are requirements that they need to meet. And do you want to just go over those briefly?
Sure. There are five main requirements. First of all, the person must be a resident of the state of Ohio. A person must have the ability to travel throughout the state. A person must have a proven history in poetry that includes works published in books, literary journals, or magazines. The fourth requirement is the person must demonstrate an active presence in the state's literary community. And then the final one is a person must demonstrate critical acclaim through special honors, awards, or recognition. It's an unpaid position also. Yeah. I want to make sure I say that so people don't think that we're spending the state's money on this.
Yes. Nevertheless, to me, an ambassador for literacy, certainly, mm-hmm. and encouraging interest in young people as well as everybody else. You mentioned that the Ohio Arts Council has a role in this. The governor does also, ultimately, if I understand correctly.
Yes.
So do you want to talk about those two pieces of it? What does the Arts Council do and what does the governor do?
Well, the Arts Council would basically govern the process, collect the nominees, collect the information, and then present some finalists to the governor. And the governor would ultimately pick the person who would act as poet laureate. Also, the Arts Council would have a continuing role with the poet laureate. For instance, scheduling appearances, scheduling opportunities for the person to expand poetry throughout the state of Ohio. So there's a cooperative relationship between the poet laureate and the Ohio Arts Council. And I have to thank them for that because the Ohio Arts Council voluntarily stepped forward and said, we want to help with this bill and we want to help with what you're trying to do.
Wonderful. It seems like a great collaboration. It seems to me, maybe this is just because I love it, but that poetry is coming increasingly into our lives. Billy Collins certainly was another great ambassador for that. But you just see it in many ways. And I was surprised to learn that Ohio is one of only, I think, six states that does not have a state poet laureate. So the time has arrived for it. And I'm thinking also especially of, you know, there seems to be a lot of parental obsessing about literacy and reading and those kinds of things. So this person really would be available, I'm guessing, to go to schools, go to various kinds of events and speak as well as share poetry.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I agree with you that this could be someone who is an ambassador for poetry and literature and be a conduit to greater learning throughout our schools. So this could really blossom into something very, very special for the state of Ohio. Let's hope that that's what occurs and that the bill will have an opportunity to pass and we'll get the governor to sign the bill, and that would be the ideal thing. But I think your vision about the person going out and talking to schools and being an ambassador for literature and for poetry is exactly what I had in mind.
Tell us, those of us who don't live in that world of legislation that you do, how long do you guesstimate the process will take? And I'm guessing also that you have an idea of what's more likely to pass and what isn't. So where is the bill in the process right now?
Well, I introduced the bill early in this General Assembly, and a General Assembly is 2 years. So it goes from 2013 through the end of 2014. So the bill has had what's called the first hearing, which means I just issue sponsor testimony. It's not very exciting. And then after that, there are following hearings for proponents, people who are in favor of the legislation, and opponents, people who are against the legislation. We haven't had a proponent or opponent testimony yet. When that occurs, it's likely to be voted out of committee. And then when it's voted out of committee, it will go to the Senate floor. And if it goes to the Senate floor, it will pass. Then it goes to the House, and the process begins all anew. And the House gets to have their sponsor testimony, proponent testimony, opponent testimony. And then if it's voted out of the House, then it would go to the governor for his signature, and then the governor could sign it. And then 90 days after that, it would become law. That's one version. That's the clean version. There's a messier version where the bill could be incorporated into another piece of legislation or amended into another piece of legislation that is moving through the legislative process. So that could occur as soon as next week, or it could happen during lame duck at the very end of this year. So you never know.
Interesting. That's a wonderful civics lesson that you've just given to us. Very clear, very clear. I was interested to see in your bio that, like many of us, you were an English major in undergraduate school and went on to get your law degree. But I'm wondering personally, you know, was there a poem when you were a child that your mother read to you as mine did? Or when did poetry come into your life? What part does it play now? Do you have time for it? Obviously, it must be important to you to bring this legislation to the state.
Well, to be honest with you, poetry was really very difficult for me through most of my life. So in high school, I was fortunate enough to go to St. Xavier High School. I never seemed to get poetry. I tried, but I could just never really master the subject. And then when I went to college, I tried again being an English major, and it just never really kind of caught on with me. Then, as I've gotten older, and since I've had children, I've been reading to them about poetry, and it just seems like I kind of learned anew. You know, it's like a second education for me in many ways. And my wife, who is a great Rita Dove fan, has kind of brought me along a little bit. And so that has re-sparked an interest in poetry. And so I can't say that I'm well-versed in a lot of forms of poetry, but I do enjoy reading it. And I do enjoy learning more about it. And so that learning process caused me to think, why don't we have a poet laureate or someone to help people understand poetry? And I just don't want to limit the duties of the poet laureate to just poetry, but I would use a more expansive definition to just say literature. And so if you'll allow me to say that the person will look at literature, why not have an advocate for that type of learning in the state of Ohio? Other states have done it, and so I think it would be beneficial. And obviously, the United States of America has a poet laureate.
Well, I think you make a very good point in terms of, again, back to Billy Collins, you know, his certainly efforts were to make poetry accessible. And I'm remembering back on my own high school and college days when some poetry didn't seem very accessible. Mm-hmm. But I think there really has been a sea change in that. And of course, there are such a variety of poets and poetry available to us that one probably can find somebody who speaks your language, so to speak. So I want to thank you very much for visiting with us tonight. And thanks so much for bringing this bill to the state and offering the possibility of a poet laureate for Ohio.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a great pleasure, and happy Poetry Month.
Thank you. We wish you the same. I've been talking with State Senator Eric Kearney, and he has been with us tonight informing us about the bill that he has put forward to create a Poet Laureate of Ohio. You'll find more information about Senate Bill 84 to create a Poet Laureate of Ohio at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.